Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Lobbs moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover strikes out. There goes Kramer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 2 to nothing, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. York reaches second base with a double. Wakefield scores. It's 3 to nothing, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins is walked intentionally. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball towards center. Kramer catches it and throws to third to double up Burns. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Sundra covering. Safe. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 0 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sundra moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla bunts in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. Sundra moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sundra scores. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards fires to third and Higgins drops the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Gutteridge scores. Lobbs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards is walked intentionally. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sundra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sundra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wood hits a line drive into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sundra hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zarilla takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Zarilla moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Hoover moves to third. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. George Caster now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. York is walked intentionally. Wakefield moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoover scores. Wakefield moves to third. York moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.